name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I just want to talk about the colors today a little bit. Purple and blue are the colors of the season. It used to just be purple back in the day. But penitential time, just like Lent, is purple. And it's really the church preparing itself for Christ's coming, right? Not just for his coming at Christmas here, but his second coming, which is what today is all about, Christ's second coming. The color blue was introduced not too long ago as kind of to distinguish it from Lent. It's a color of hope. So as we prepare for Christ, we also hope in his coming, and we look forward to that. And that being said, the color for next week is pink, and Pastor actually has a pink chasuble. I'll be wearing pink. I'm looking forward to it. It's the 1 year, or two times a year I get to wear pink. It's the color for joy. So if you're looking through your wardrobe next week and find something pink, even if you're a man, because I'll be wearing pink, you can certainly wear it on that day. It's most fitting. It's a day for joy and celebration in the gifts of our Lord. So with that being said, today is all about Christ's second coming and the signs which are all around us, which declare to us that he is near. So with that, we begin with our opening hymn. Sorry, start verse 3.
Faithless heart despise the peace he comes to bring. As judge on clouds of light, he soon will come again. And his true members all unite with him in entering. For the dawning day, let sin's dark deeds be gone, the sinful self be put away, the new self now put on. All glory to the Son, who comes to set us free, with Father, Spirit, ever one, through all eternity.
Sorry, just four stanzas, that one. And the last hymn, we'll only have three. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. The Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard,
and you shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the Son of Man whom you have made strong for yourself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. The Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent, Populus Zion, is from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Speak our verse for the week. Alleluia. The powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Alleluia. Yep. The epistle is from Romans chapter 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of the light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made a man. He was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Maybe see it for our sermon hymn 336. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. Descending once for every sinner slain, thousand saints attending, swell the triumph of his train. Shall now behold in robed in glorious majesty those who set and not and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree, deeply wailing. Deeply wailing, shall their true Messiah The subject of today's gospel is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ at the last judgment, what kind of signs there will be, and how we are to prepare ourselves for his coming. Jesus has revealed to us that there will be numerous signs and wonders that will take place before his second coming, many different signs, both in heaven and on earth. In heaven, the sun and moon will lose their light, the stars will fall, and the very powers of the heaven shaken. On earth, the ground will quake, the seas and waves will roar, nations will be in distress, and men will faint with fear and with foreboding of the things that are coming on the earth. In short, all creation, both heavenly and earthly, will display God's wrath. The sun and moon, darkened comets, and many strange, remarkable things will happen in the heavens. The air will be full of poison and pestilence. Many unprecedented, unusual diseases will appear. Water and fire will devastate both land and people. Great storms of thunder and lightning, rain and wind will arise, overturning houses and trees. Great earthquakes will happen. Great war, bloodshed, rioting, and rebellion will take place. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Men will devote themselves to excess eating and drinking and to temporal livelihood. That ancient serpent, the devil, will be loosed for a season. False prophets, antichrists, heretics, and many deceivers and foolish spirits will arise. And the gospel will be preached in all the world. Then comes the end. Are any of these signs and wonders not taking place today? They all are. All of them. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of heaven with power and great glory. O Lord Jesus Christ, we know that you are coming and coming soon. So come quickly, we cry. Come quickly. We lift up our heads and our hearts to you, for you told us, straighten up and lift your heads. Your redemption draws nigh. Jesus, you told us that when you come on the last day, you will sit on the throne of your majesty, and all the peoples will be gathered before you, both the living and the resurrected dead. And you will separate us from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. You will set the faithful sheep on your right, and the faithless goats on your left. And then you will take account of every man's works, whether these were carried out in faith or not. And then you will render your final judgment. Your sheep redeemed to everlasting life. The goats condemned to everlasting shame and contempt. It will be just as you taught us, O Lord. So have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy. Remember that you have washed and purified us, your flock, your fold. Remember that you give us steadfast faith and sustain us by your Spirit. Remember the blood of the new covenant, which you give as our drink, the forgiveness of all our transgressions forevermore. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy. Amen. O Christian, does Jesus not fully prepare you today for his coming? He does. By faith, you are justified before him. You stand in the grace of God, at peace with God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And with your head and your hearts lifted to heaven, you rejoice, for your redemption draws near. Jesus told us a parable. He said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and you know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things, these terrible things, you see them taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is drawing near. How beautiful is this image? You see, Jesus does not give us a parable about autumn, like we're in, or winter, when all the trees are bare, the leaves fall off, the grass is dry, and Dick is up here a couple times a week, right? getting all those leaves, right? And the birds never sing, and the season of gloom begins. He doesn't give us a parable like that. Jesus gives us a parable about spring and summer, the season of mirth and laughter, when all creatures are glad, and the earth blossoms, bringing forth grass and flowers and the fruits of life. And Jesus does so to stir us up and exhort us so that we would not tremble at these signs, but eagerly await and welcome these signs of the end with great joy. In the same way that all creatures rejoice in the month of May and the advent of summer. So think again then about all these signs around us. What do they cause you to do? How'd you feel during COVID, right? Did you weep and moan and try to hide your face like the rest of mankind? Or do you rejoice in Christ, knowing that these signs point to his imminent return and your redemption, which draws near? I think all of us can say we need to repent. Repent and be forgiven and see these signs for what they are. This is exactly why our Redeemer has come. So then when you see the sun and the moon grow dark, the stars fall, comets appear, pestilence and new diseases come, fire and water wreak havoc, winds roar, hill and valley, mainland and island, city and village collapse, heaven and earth collide, people shake and tremble, all the elements change, and all creation seems as if it will fall into ruin and be destroyed. And you hear of war and rumors of war, rebellion, false doctrine, lies and error. Then you should say with joy, God be praised. It will be summer at last. The buds and leaves are coming out. The beautiful lilies and roses are bursting forth. It has been winter long enough. The devil and his agents have caused mischief long enough. At last, a beautiful summer comes that will never cease. A summer in which angels, indeed all creatures, rejoice because they will finally be freed from this wicked world and the children of God summoned into eternal life. That's what's coming. That's what these signs point to. So rejoice and be glad. Our instruction continues. Jesus goes on to say, truly I say to you, this generation, which rejects the gospel down to this very present day, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, says the Lord, will not pass away. When the world ends, rolled up like a scroll, thrown into the fire, those who reject Jesus' teachings will pass away with it. But those who hear and keep his word, that is by faith, will remain and inherit the kingdom he has prepared for you. Jesus continues, so beware, beware. Beware of those things in life that are happening right now that can cloud our awareness of Christ's imminent return and the fast approaching end of the world. Beware of the woes of overindulgence and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Be sober-minded. Lift up your head and watch, lest that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For the end will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. There are no exceptions. It's not going to be a little rapture beforehand, right? That's a false teaching of different church bodies. So be watchful in every season of life. For there is never a time when one should not be watchful, especially in this last hour of world history. The time is short. Stay awake then, at all times, begging, pleading to God for his aid, praying that you may have strength to escape, to endure, to persevere in faith through all these things that are about to happen, and to stand before the Son of Man, the very man who suffered and endured it all ready for you. He has overcome the world, and you do too, by faith. A Christian, God is your strength. His word claims you. It daily blesses you. It causes you to be abundant with the fruits of life. God's word will not pass away. It's yours. So take heart, for by his word neither shall you. You are prepared to stand in God's presence on Judgment Day, just as you stand before him today. So stand then without fear, with head held high. The Son of Man comes with your redemption to usher you to his heavenly banquet table to sit with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of God. Behold, as it will be, so it is now. We stand to sing the offertory and to receive the supper prepared.
Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Our announcements, first and foremost, Wyatt and Maddie. You can stay seated there, or standing there, I guess. First for Wyatt. Sorry, wrong page here. On October 7th, seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? And short at the same time. On October 7th, Wyatt Cole was baptized with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, according to Christ's institution and promise. This baptism was administered by me here at St. John, a couple days before the wedding. It was a wonderful time, and I was bawling like a little baby. It was wonderful. This baptism was witnessed by Wyatt's family and friends, as well as our own elders, Scott Schulke. So, Scott, I ask you, do you attest that this baptism was administered as has been reported? If so, then answer, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Scott. I didn't warn you about that ahead of time. Thank you. And Maddie, we welcome her today into communicant membership, Wyatt into baptized membership, Maddie into communicant membership to have the Lord's Supper with us. She has confessed the Holy Christian apostolic faith as she has learned from the small catechism to be faithful and true. She has been examined and absolved by me, her pastor, and has expressed her desire to be a communicant member of this congregation. So, Maddie, do you attest that what I have said is true? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Upon this, your confession, I acknowledge publicly that you are a communicant member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Therefore, I gladly invite you to join us at the Lord's table to receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of all our sin and to participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The congregation now welcomes both Wyatt and Maddie. Well, hang on. Wyatt saying, We welcome you in the name of the Lord. So, Wyatt, we welcome you in the name of the Lord, and Maddie. Maddie, we welcome you to the table of the Lord. Maddie, we welcome you to the table of the Lord. Peace be with you both. Amen. Wyatt is still receiving instruction from me, and we look forward to welcoming him up to the table very shortly. All right, our other announcements. Sorry to keep you standing for so long here. Election of officers today after the service, later this afternoon or this evening, St. Paul's Harvest Dinner. They both have a drive-through, and you can go and eat at St. Paul's. It's about a $5 donation is requested, and if you're going to drive through, go in from the 4th Street entrance down that alley behind the church. So from the 4th Street. Don't go up 5th. It'll be crazy. Okay, go through the 4th Street. Information on the bulletin board. Another Wednesday service here, 6 o'clock. We just finished up our study today on transgenderism. If you'd like more information on that, please see me. I'll give you the packet we went through. Next week is on divorce and then abortion. We will be caroling this year. I'm just kind of setting this up. It'll be December 19th. We'll be leaving from church here around 3, and it'll last to about 5:30-ish. More notes there for you, and I commend the rest to your reading. And then finally here, I am mailing out a letter, God willing, this week. I've had a couple drafts. I've stuffed envelopes and decided, no, I want to write it differently and throw all my addresses away and everything. So I started all over again. But it's a letter to all of our membership, calling us all back to church. I'm making no distinctions. If you're here every week, you're getting the letter the same as anyone that hasn't been here in 3 or 5 years, okay? Everyone's going to get the letter, call us all back to service, that we would all have the same spirit and mind in Christ, that we welcome anyone who returns and not ask them, where have you been, right? But welcome. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. And it's also to see any of our members who've moved away, or are going somewhere else or whatnot, to contact us, and we can get those transfer papers in the works. Or if they're looking for a church, to call us and ask us, and we can help them find a new church. Our membership roles are pretty high, and I haven't seen a couple of those people in quite some time. We just need to find where they are, right? It's a service to them. So that'll be coming in your mailbox later this week. So don't expect it to be a Merry Christmas letter. It's a joyous letter, but it's not a Merry Christmas letter. All right. With that, we continue with the service. The prayers of the church. My apologies. Let us pray. Eternal God, your word has been sent forth into the whole world to the joy and edification of your holy people. Encourage, comfort, and strengthen all who hear it. Grant faith to those who do not know you, both here and abroad, that all peoples may sing to your name and extol your goodness. By the power of the Holy Spirit, fill all who hear your word with all joy and peace in believing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you reveal to us that this world is distressed by the curse of sin and vulnerable to trouble and disaster. Yet you've given your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. Guard our hearts against fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, and instead strengthen our faith that Christ is coming again in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you know we often use the cares of this life as excuses for dissipation, drunkenness, and other distractions from you and your promises. Guard us from all temptations that would harm our faith and lead us to fear your coming. Preserve us by your grace, that we might wait with joy to stand before the Son of Man in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the midst of strife and conflict and wars and rumors of wars, remind us that you have given all authority in heaven and earth to your Son, our ascended Lord. Call to faithfulness the leaders of the earth and bless those who govern. Thwart those who would hinder your reign among all peoples, that peace may be established in all places. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, to our prayers, especially for Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, and for the family and friends of Jeff Bungus, who mourn his loss and celebrate his ascent to be with our Lord. Give healing, courage, and perseverance to all who cry to you, that they may find comfort in your enduring word and the certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life with Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, show the love of your Christ to all troubled consciences. Lift up their heads to see that their redemption draws near, and bless them through the preaching of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world.
Welcome to the Lord's table. Take eat the body of Christ given for you, and take drink his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin.
Grant us thy peace.
given for you. They ate the body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ, which has been given for you as food, and his blood, which was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins as your drink, strengthen you unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to light in the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever. there shall be world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen,
amen, amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, just the three stanzas appointed.